Hey everyone, and welcome back to Simplified Spaces, your go-to podcast for untangling chaos and crafting a life of clarity, one space at a time. Today we're going to dive into a topic that's as thought-provoking as it is timely. When decluttering becomes control, identifying toxic minimalism. We're not talking about the joy of a clean shelf or bliss of a tidy drawer. We're talking about the moment when minimalism, meant to free you, starts to control you. So let me start with a quick story. A client of mine, Ria, a working mom of two, called me thrilled after her minimalist makeover. She had just decluttered her entire home, but 3 months later, she was calling me again in tears. Her kids weren't allowed to leave toys out for more than 5 minutes. Guests made her anxious, and she couldn't sleep unless the counters were spotless. What was once freedom had become an obsession. That, my friends, is toxic minimalism. Here's the thing. Minimalism should be empowering, but sometimes it becomes a coping mechanism for deeper control issues or anxiety. A 2023 study by the American Psychological Association found that 36% of adults engaging in extreme decluttering behaviors were actually responding to underlying stress and not aesthetic goals. It's a very fine line. Are you simplifying your space or are you micromanaging it? Let's get real. How can you tell if minimalism has turned toxic? Here are 3 red flags. You feel guilty when buying or keeping things, even if they're useful or meaningful. You prioritize tidiness over people, snapping at your partner for leaving a mug out, for example. And you can't relax unless everything is in its exact place, every time. Sounds familiar? Don't worry. There is a healthier path. Here are 3 practical mindset shifts to restore balance. First, replace. Less is more with enough is enough. You don't need to toss your grandmother's sari just because it doesn't spark joy. Sentimental items have a space in a mindful life. Second, build flexible zones in your home. For instance, have a play basket for your child's toys in the living room. It may not be picture perfect, but it creates flow and freedom. And lastly, check your why every month. Are you decluttering to breathe easier or to control the chaos around you? Ask yourself, am I creating space or avoiding discomfort? Minimalism isn't a competition. It's a conversation between your values and your lifestyle. And your hope, that should support you, not the other way around. So next time you feel that itch to throw everything out, pause, reflect, and remember, you're not a project to fix. You're a person to nurture. Thanks for spending this moment with me. If today's episode made you rethink your own relationship with minimalism, do share it with a friend and let me know your thoughts. Until next time, I'm Mansi Kapoor and this is Simplified Spaces, where we don't just declutter, we heal through the home. Thank you.